since he's always working, we might as well catch up with Ian Rappaport here on a coffee date. We're going to call this a nice little coffee interview. So you've been able to see Sean McVay. He's assembled the staff at this point. What are your first impressions just kind of seeing him around these people and around the combine?
He seems at home. When he was hired, obviously there was a lot of questions about his age, and that was a big discussion and all that. He seems like he is ready. You know what I mean? Like, he seems like he belongs. He's in a good place. He obviously loves it. It's interesting for me to see the other coaches respond to him. Everyone has come up and said how happy they are for him. I've seen him walking around with Matt LaFleur. Mm-hmm. You know, they're getting after it. I think this is they're in a really good place now, and I think just the excitement level is something that is pretty noticeable.
And he's obviously a really good offensive mind, and that's something that the Rams need to improve on this upcoming season. In your opinion, do you think they should make a splash in free agency, or do you think this is a combine thing? Draft thing.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think they'll be somewhat active in free agency, but I'm not sure a splash is really... It's not really the Ram kind of thing.
So now that we're back after you break some news, because that's what you do, right? can you tell me, just checking out some of the wide receivers that performed here at the Combine, looking that could be possible need for the Rams, who do you think kind of stood out and maybe could do well immediately?
Well, obviously John Ross is the name that everyone's talking about today. Just set the world on fire with that 40 time. And so, you know, that's kind of led me to ask more questions as far as, like, what kind of a receiver is he? You know, because everyone knows he can run. The comparison that was given to me was Antonio Brown. You know, he's not a big guy, obviously, and he's not physically imposing, whereas, say, like, Mike Williams really is. He really can get after it. He works. Some durability concerns, but, he really did well for himself today. I mean, it's not going to be a ton of receivers that go in the first round, maybe just two.
Well, we don't have a first-round pick, so that's okay.
Well, there you go. And right at this point, yeah. With the Rams,
you just never know, do you?
You just never know.
They threw us for a loop last year, didn't they?
Like Philly didn't have a first round pick for a while either. Then all of a sudden, you know. I think if you're needy at that position, depth wise, you're not going to see a ton go off in the first round. This is a good year for it.
Okay, just knowing what you know about who's out there as far as free agents on the offensive line, because that's definitely an area that everybody's kind of zoning in on for the Rams. Do you think it's smart to bring in a veteran player, or because they've invested so many draft picks in the offensive line, do you think it's more about developing them?
Yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised to see the Rams bring in an offensive lineman, and you want to have good players, but if you bring in a really good one, it can sort of set the tone for things. And I think, you know, we've seen in free agency, teams have really hit, you know, on the offensive line market. Look at what the Raiders did last year. You bring in Kelechi Osemele, and he becomes basically the tone setter for their mm-hmm. offensive line, throwing guys around, and everyone sees that, you know. And so you have some really good options at guard this year. Zeitler, Warford, Ronald Leary. I mean, it really is, a lot of guys you could say, all right, well, I could take this guy, I could put him in my offensive line, I could make them better. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Rams do that. And, I mean, you know, the fact that it'll help anything to help make the quarterback play better and protect him better is something that I am for, so I could see that happening.
Thanks so much for some of your time. Now go break more news.
I will try.